on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning
at 9:32.
They used to do that a lot on radio. They don't do that a lot anymore.
Well, they don't give us our temperature readings. But I guess we're statewide.
It's all like
I guess it's all statewide, so we'd have a hard time, you know, reporting all the places people are listening to us. If you live in Turkey Creek on the Chiricahua Mountains, it's currently whatever.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. You can text in at 411-923. The disclaimer on the text is we only answer during our program.
It's new to us. We've only been doing this about a month, and we're completely rolled over in the numbers that we get. And in all the years of doing the show, I've often wondered, how are we going to answer all the questions we get on email? And I can remember early on when the email machine was still kind of young and new, I would stay up at home till 10:30, 11, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night answering emails. And then we finally hired somebody to help us do with that. And then the 1-888 number came online, so it accessed us to people all over the state constantly. So we had to staff up for that. How are we going to staff up for this texting thing? This is your baby, not mine.
The next wave. Sometimes it seems a little overwhelming, and we should just go back to doing one thing, but you can't. You got to keep current. So we'll get it figured out.
Shall we go to Dennis, who's on the line right now, calling from Levine, Arizona?
Buddy.
Hey, Dennis. Good morning. Thanks for calling. Rosie on the house. How can we help?
Yeah, I got a question. Doing a bathroom renovation on a rental home, and trying to find out what makes sense to put a drop-in shower because the shower area has been damaged, or to go with a tile. Just trying to see what makes sense.
Are you the landlord or the tenant?
Landlord.
Okay. And what's the existing shower? Cultured marble?
No, it's not.
What is?
It has a paneling, like the look like fiberglass or plastic paneling.
Okay.
And we had to tear it out.
Okay.
So now I'm going back and I'm just wondering, is it cost effective to go with the tile and grout, or do you have to go with the paneling or the drop in, you know, three walls?
Well, it can be cost effective and work really well to do a tile installation. You'll probably lose several weeks of income because the house won't be able to be rented for a while. Have you taken a look at the bath liners available from Arizona Rebath that could just go in on the top of what you've got now and not lose any rent time at all?
Oh, okay. No, I didn't.
They're guaranteed for life. And their showroom is at 75th Avenue and Bell, right, Romy? Southeast corner. 75th Avenue and Bell,
you know,
Arizona Rebath. Why don't you go in there, take pictures of your shower, and go in there and show them what you've got and see what they can't do for you for just dropping a liner in over the top of it. The new acrylic finishes are as durable as tile practically, and they're gorgeous with lots of beautiful finishes on them. And I think before I tore anything up, Dennis, I'd go talk to those guys.
Okay, that sounds good. That's what I'll do.
Okay, man.
75th Avenue and Bell, correct?
It's the southeast corner, if I remember correct.
75th Avenue and Bell.
Of that area. But since the 303 has come all the way around to 17.
You don't take Bell anymore.
I don't ever get around that area, Arrowhead area. So
there you go, Dennis. We appreciate the call. Thanks a million.
Our last broadcast of 2015, our last live broadcast, we had some special guests on talking about recycling with the amount of cardboard and wrapping
that's right.
that get used.
That's right.
And you know, how to get that recycled.
All the packaging that was going to come with Santa Claus deliveries and the gifts and everything that was going to get delivered to your house.
Out of that birthed the idea of challenging our listeners to reduce their consumption. You know, one of the great ways to recycle is just reduce what you do consume and waste. And what better way to reduce plastic bottles than to reduce cleaners. We're going to bring inventor and owner of Jaws System on, Bruce Yacko, calling in from, I believe it's Toledo, Ohio.
Good morning, Romy and Rosie.
Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
And Happy New Year, Arizona.
Amen. Bruce, I hope in ages of the future, as they're excavating our landfills, that we're not known as the age of the plastic bottle?
Well, you know, some of those bottles will be here 1,000 years from now, and we're going to be, you know, they're going to say, what do you mean? You just used it one time, you threw it away, recycled it, threw it away, and it's not going to make sense in years to come.
Oh, absolutely.
Which brings us to your one of those things that I wish I would have invented.
Well, you know, Jaws, if you'd like me to explain what it is, it's a reusable bottle. And once you buy that filled bottle at your local Bash's store of your kitchen degreaser, shower cleaner, which would work awesome in terms of just spraying that shower after you did what you talked about with respect to that liner. Spray it down, rinse it down, and you're done with the cleaning process for your shower cleaner or the glass and electronic cleaner. You're simply going to reuse that bottle by filling it with your water. And we have concentrates in pods. And so once you've refilled that bottle with water and took a pod and stuck it into the neck of the bottle and you tighten down on the sprayer cap, it releases the concentrate into the water and you've made your next bottle a cleaner, which is, you know, the right way to proceed. So all you're doing is you're simply refilling that bottle over and over again, and really, Rosie, up to 26 times before you have to recycle it. And now that we're out in the stores enough, we're seeing that people, rather than recycling that bottle, Rosie, they think it's so pretty, it's so simple, it's so elegant. Rather than recycling it, they're taking the label off the bottle, and they're making it a vase. And so it's a great vase. It's beautiful. You fill it with water, stick your flowers in rather than another pot.
Yes, with
and,
your new...
It doesn't bounce. You know, it bounces off the floor. It doesn't shatter. And you've got yourself a vase for the next, you know, 20 years if you choose. So,
with your,
anyway.
With your new teardrop design, you know, somebody that hasn't seen it yet or noticed it might be thinking of the old traditional cleaning bottle style, and that's not very pretty, but it is. It's the new clear teardrop that's a perfect use for it.
So the first time you saw one of your bottles being reused as a vase, was that on Pinterest?
Oh, cool. It was on Pinterest. Absolutely on Pinterest.
Yeah.
But it was very, very cool. What a great use of it. And rather than, you know, recycling it, let's just reuse it for that purpose. So,
and 26
anyway,
times,
cool.
I mean, that's at least, and we have kids. I mean, it would take 2 or 3 years to go through our hardwood floor cleaner 26 times. I mean, we probably do 2 or 3 months a bottle will last.
The last time we had Bruce on, Bruce was talking about how many less 18-wheeler trailer loads of plastic are used when you're using the Jaws cleaning system.
Well, I think all that environmental wear and tear and all that pollution and everything else that comes by having all those tractors on the road like that. So you're absolutely right. But, you know, talking about that floor cleaner, and I know Arizona, and guys, you know, I know you love it, and we have so many great consumers around the world, and we've sold over now 20 million cartridges since we've begun to commercial clients and consumer clients as we began, which was a mile mark, which was just awesome to hit that and ring that bell.
Congratulations.
But I know Arizona likes it because Bash's is selling 6 times the amount of product this year that they did last year under that old package. So Arizona loves the product, and that's very cool, and you're talking about it. And we thank you for that, too, because we want to change the way the world cleans with Jaws pods. But beyond there, we have the floor cleaner, which is the newest addition to the line. I think it's the best addition to the line because it's the most awesome product. They're all environmentally pure. They're all safe for the home and safe for the surfaces in the home and all that kind of stuff. But what you'll find in using this versus a lot of those other newer floor cleaning devices and stuff is that it just doesn't leave streaks behind. And so you get done, you have that beautiful marble or granite or wood floor, bamboo floor, and when you get done with the cleaning process, you're not seeing the streaks behind, as you don't see with that cleaner degreaser in your kitchen counter, as you don't see on your glass when you're cleaning your mirrors and glass, or TV screens with the glass cleaner, or the shower cleaner. You get done with the shower cleaner, you have that glass door, you spray it with the Jaws cleaner, you rinse it down, you don't see streaks left behind. So really, with that floor product, And Rosie and Romy, I'm telling you, we've been selling it to the, it goes to the White House. It's in the Capitol building. It's in the Pentagon. It's in all these very prestigious places around the world because of how well it cleans. It won't affect the floor surfaces, of which you have millions of square feet of floor now. And it leaves no residues behind, so as the admirals and the guys are walking up and down, they can actually see their faces in the floor finish, which is what they like to do. So,
well, when we were first introduced to your system, we really, really hung on the concept of what it was doing in the way of reducing the plastic waste in our landfills. We know that less than 5% of the plastic bottles consumed are ever recycled. They just end up in the landfill.
Even the ones that go into the recycling bin, when they get picked up, and you know, they can't recycle everything that
so
they get.
We've appreciated the fact that you're on the front leading edge of that, but then we field tested your product in our house, in our office. We distributed it to our staff. They all brought it home and tried it, and it's JAWS. Just add water.
Absolutely. And if you're not by a Bash's store, we have JawsCleans.com. If you just want to buy refills, we sell those online. They're two on a cart. They're $3.99. So really, from a price point, you don't have a better price point in the store. If you're looking for it, just look for that bottle that's unique, different, and beautiful. Not like to see a stainless like you see with all the other cleaners on the shelf. And, you know, I really appreciate the support that Arizona has given Bash's and given our product JAWS on shelf. So, and you guys too, you're awesome.
Our pleasure, Mr. Yakko. It's it's ideas like this, a free market entrepreneur that's going to help create the reduction of waste.
When we find a made in America product that works, we like to let our listeners know about it. JAWS, available at Bash's stores statewide or at their website.
JawsCleans.com, I believe. It's not JAWS. That's the movie. I don't think they were, that was one that just add water system, and then they've got the acronym of, JAWS. JAWS Cleans. I'm going to look that up real quick. I should have done that
while
first.
You do that, why don't you pot in Alan calling from Gilbert?
Yeah, JawsCleans.com with the
very
S.
Good. Folks, y'all give it a try. You'll like it. We certainly have at our home and our office. Thank you, Bruce. Alan, calling from Gilbert. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Super fantabulous.
I have a problem I really need some help with.
Okay.
I have a brand new home in Gilbert, and I have two damp spots on the east of my house that never go away. Now, I am absolutely 100% sure that these are not from my sprinkler system.
Okay.
One of them is just on the east side of my garage, right directly in line with the cleanouts that are in the garage, and it's always damp. We moved in August, early August, and these things are still damp. I've had the builder here a couple of times, and I've had a plumber here once, twice, and they keep telling me, we don't know what it is. Now, it's not wet. It's just damp. There's one east of my garage, then there's one at the front of my house, east of my porch.
Alan, I love it when people call us to solve problems no one else can solve. I'm going to noodle on this through the next 3 or 4 minutes of our commercial break. When I come back, I'm going to have a set of questions for you. Let's see if we can't track down the source of Alan's wet spot beside the home in Gilbert.